This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Upstairs in her yoga studio at her home in Wilton, musician Sonadham Kaur is rehearsing for the most high-profile performance of her career. Kaur's new album, Beloved, is up for a Grammy in the New Age category. The music she plays is rooted in the Sikh lifestyle, which her parents embraced.
It was my upbringing, a lot of music in the house. Especially in the Sikh tradition, music is a part of life.
For Kaur, music has always been connected to spirituality, meditation, and yoga.
As a teenager, when I would have a hard time, I'd go to the family meditation room and sit down and sing. And that's how I kind of learned to cope with my problems.
Kaur has recorded more than 15 albums over the course of her career. She'll play this song, Darshan Mago, on the stage at the Grammys this weekend. She says this chant is about striving to be more present with God and with family.
I learned the chant when I was a little girl. I learned it from my mother, and it was just a part of my life. And then about 2 years before actually recording it, I intensively brought it out on the road, sang it in lots and lots of places. So when they asked us to play it at the Grammys, I was like, yes, that one of all of them, you know, is so, so much a part of me. I'm feeling nerves and all of that, but if there's anything that's going to bring me into myself, you know, into my who I am, it's going to be that one.
You say that you've seen your new album, Beloved, as, and I'll quote you here, a sound medicine toolkit with each track having a specific healing effect. What did you mean by that?
Well, each track has kind of given me a gift in my life. We're not just kind of singing anything, but we're singing these very sacred words that have been utilized for a long time in the sacred traditions from which they came to affect and change moods, change energy. And really what they are is, if you kind of summed it all up, like they're positive affirmations of the light that's within you. So you're really singing these kinds of things. I am light, I am love, I am well, I am good.
Can I ask you about one of the songs on your album? Water of Your Love, that was a collaboration between you and the Sierra Club?
Yeah.
How did that originate?
Well, I feel deeply concerned about what's happening with the environment, with the water, the air, the earth, especially after the most recent presidential elections. I felt like I really wanted to do something, and it felt like one of the most powerful things that I could do. My blood flows like a river to the focused on water. I wrote this song. I actually wrote it a couple miles away from here during my daughter's horseback riding lesson. And I was just walking along a creek in the winter time, and with the sound of the water. And I composed that of how sacred water is and how it's how we're so connected to water through our own bodies.
I want to ask you about another song here. It's Har Uplift.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most fast-paced song on the album. Feels like the closest to a pop track. And you say its healing power is to restore equilibrium. So I wanted to ask you, when in your life do you feel like you need to hear this particular song?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. The word har, H-A-R, it means the seed of the divine. And when you chant it, you can actually pulsate the navel center. And this helps to kind of shift your energy. And I'm not just like, har, you know, but we did a really kind of rockin' tune to try and inspire people to really go for it in chanting, because when you chant with that navel, had it shifts the energy and moves things. It kind of, it's like shakes it up.
Well, Sanatam Kaur, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thanks for coming to my house and being here. It's been a pleasure.
So dear.